From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Rescuers in West Virginia will try again tonight to reach several miners who've been missing since Monday's explosion. The search crew had to turn back after running into potentially explosive gas levels this morning. J. Christopher Atkins, chief operating officer of Massey Energy, says it'll be relatively quiet over the next few hours.
Taking our mine rescue teams, got them off their feet, and got them in a position where they would be ready to go back underground in the 7 to 8 o'clock range. We will not ask for a plan to go back underground until after the 6 o'clock hour.
NPR's Diana Douglas has more details now on the rescuers' attempts earlier today.
The rescuers started the five-mile journey into the mine, but the air monitor said it was too filled with methane, carbon monoxide, and coal ash to continue. They've been waiting for 3 days for the air to clear before attempting to go in after the miners who are missing, and will have to wait longer still. Officials are drilling into the mountain to try to vent the mine of the poisonous and highly flammable gases. However, the chief of the Mine Safety and Health Administration said it's a little like blowing air into a pop bottle. The gas has nowhere to escape. The slim hope that anyone survived the spectacular explosion is that the miners ran to a refuge chamber with enough oxygen to last for 4 days. Diana Douglas, NPR News, Montcoal, West Virginia.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev is praising the new START treaty signed today with President Obama in Prague, raising some concerns, though, that Moscow feels it has not been completely addressed. Peter Van Dyke has more from Moscow.
President Dmitry Medvedev called the treaty truly historic and said it would open a new page in Russian-American relations. Speaking after the signing ceremony, he said the main thing was that the deal had no winners or losers. There are fears in Russia that it will lose in the end, particularly if U.S. plans for missile defense change the nuclear balance of power. Medvedev stressed that Moscow can withdraw from the treaty if it feels threatened by any missile shield. He also alluded to Russian concerns the Senate will not ratify the treaty, declaring that the process should start simultaneously and vowing that Russia will not create any delays. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
In the U.S., the latest count on first-time jobless claims is back up. 18,000 more Americans filed for unemployment insurance last week compared to the week before. That pushed new claims up to a seasonally adjusted 460,000, more than economists had predicted. But not as many people were staying more than a week on unemployment. Last week, that number dropped to just over 4.5 million, the lowest level since December of 2008. On Wall Street, the Dow is up more than 30 at 10,931. This is NPR. A federal judge has awarded more than $2.5 million in damages to 7 families in Virginia to pay for the removal and replacement of tainted drywall imported from China. NPR's Greg Allen reports thousands of homeowners in several states have reported problems with Chinese drywall.
Between 2004 and 2006, an estimated 500 million tons of drywall was imported from China, and tests show that much of it emits sulfuric gases that corrode pipes, air conditioning coils, and electrical wiring. The first set of hundreds of cases being heard by Judge Eldon Fallon in New Orleans involved 7 families from Virginia whose homes were found to contain toxic drywall manufactured by the state-owned Taishan Gypsum Company. In his opinion, the judge said science, economy, and practicality dictate that all drywall, pipes, and wiring must be replaced in affected homes, along with other furnishings like cabinets and carpeting, costs that total nearly $400,000 in some cases. That finding is being contested in a second drywall trial already underway in New Orleans by one of the largest drywall manufacturers, Nauf Tangjin. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
In Brazil, at least 200 people are feared dead in a slum just outside Rio, where a torrent of muddy debris came crashing down on dozens of homes yesterday. It was triggered by record rainfall that also generated landslides in other parts of the area. In the U.S., the consumer appears to be coming out of hibernation, if the latest retail report is any indication. The International Council of Shopping Centers looked at 31 retailers and found a 9% jump in March sales at stores open at least a year. Industry analysts say the increase is due in large part to people shopping for an earlier Easter and warmer weather. This is NPR.